Good evening and welcome to the Secret is Prayer podcast. Today we have an additional podcast this week, and we're going to be talking about the Bible and how important of a tool it is in your spiritual journey. Loren, do you want to get us started?
Yes. Father God, we gather here today under your care and protection. Thank you for your loving kindness that never fails us. We thank you for those with us, that you would guide our thoughts and actions to bring you glory. Strengthen us and fill us with your peace. May we love and serve each other as Jesus has shown us. Fill us with the Holy Spirit to do your good work on earth. Amen.
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 Okay. So today we're just going to talk about, you know, the most important tool in, you know, for your journey and in your Christian life and your transformation. Because I want to say that what kicked all this off for us in our being saved and reborn was beginning to read scripture and reading the Bible. And for me, I did try to read the Bible in the past as I was growing up. And I did, you know, I know that the stories, the ones that we learned in catechism or in mass, and, you know, it's the same ones that we hear all the time and that we know really well. But it wasn't until I started on my journey that I had more scripture come to me. And then that I started reading the Bible, that it started making sense to me, to where before I had tried and I couldn't make sense of it. And for me, it was the Tony Evans Study Bible, because it comes with commentary and with footnotes. And he does a really good job of explaining, you know, the scripture and putting it into words where I can understand it. And again, the Bible is very important because that's God's word. And I didn't realize how important and how powerful it was until I started reading it for myself. And in John 1, it does say that, you know, that the Bible is based on the fact that it is the revelation of God to us. And it's in John 1, it states, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life." You know, the scripture, it's, you know, some people say that it's God's love letter to us, or that it's the, you know, the handbook for life. And I think so. I think it's all of those things. It's also, all scripture is God-breathed, and it is useful for teaching, for rebuking, for correcting and training in righteousness, so that, you know, we may be equipped for every good work, and not only that, be equipped for spiritual warfare.
And I agree. And, you know, for me, I used the Bible. I started reading it a long time ago as well. And I didn't understand it. It was just the American Standard Bible. And I put it away. And then I didn't pick it up. Well, of course, you know, through church, you hear the scriptures and you read them through church. But again, it was not my part of my daily life. Until my journey started and you told me this is what you need to get. And I prefer the Tony Evans Study Bible. You recommended it. It's one of the best that I think for my opinion, because he has great description on the scriptures.
Right. Yeah.
And I agree. I think it's literally our day-to-day life that you need to read it, and it helps you with everything.
Right. And we do have our other Bibles too. Like you said, you had the standard, was it the American Standard one? Yes. And I also have that one, and I have the Catholic Bible, and I have the Message too, because there are a lot of different, you know, there's a lot of different translations out there, and what might not make sense in one, if you go and read it in one of the other translations, and it makes total sense. So I do recommend, you know, going online or reading the different translations when it doesn't make sense.
Yep. For me, it was I had the Catholic Bible, Standard Bible, I think it's the St. Joseph Bible. And I didn't really understand it because it's got those big fancy words. And so I started Googling and, you know, found a Bono, because I'm a big fan of YouTube. And he was doing an interview with Eugene Peterson. So Eugene Peterson's The Message, which is also, I guess, for him, a translation, like translation. In today's word, like really in today's, I guess, common words that we use. But Tony Evans' study Bible, it actually made sense because it was the actual scripture. And then he would put his notes on there. And then he's got that
the QR code.
QR code where he does, you know, goes video. Into even more detail. Yes. Mm-hmm. Of it. So I started learning about the Bible and scripture through Tony Evans and Eugene Peterson. And then it was like opening up a secret. You know, it's like our podcast here,
right.
So it's kind of mm-hmm. opening up like a secret map, you know, in those exactly. movies, mm-hmm. like, you know, it's a secret book that has all these, you know, instructions on what to do, how to handle things, but you have to kind of figure it out how to use it. Right. Because it's right. still hard right. to understand. Right.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Yes. You could get lost.
Yes.
And it can be intimidating too, because you think that, you know, you're not understanding it. So it's only for certain people. But I think if you don't give up on it and you give it a chance and you pray about it and you ask God to open your eyes and your ears so that you can understand it, then it's mm-hmm. like finding a treasure, like you said, a secret, you know, it's a treasure to this hidden
different
world. Remember yes. what was that scripture we found the scripture, and then it said something like, I'm not gonna reveal it, or I reveal it, or he reveals it to those that I guess
are like a reawakened.
Yes, I guess, you know, because you can look at it, it's kind of like a map too, like you can have like in Harry Potter, you know, if you give it to one person, they're not able to tell, oh, it's right. just a simple, you know, piece of paper, the map's not in there. But you give it to one that has studied it and spent time in it, you know, and is able to start, that can see it. I can't remember what the scripture
is. And that's exactly how I feel in the beginning. Mm-hmm. When I started reading it, I can remember texting Lorena every day, this is the scripture, I read this scripture, what does it mean? Because exactly what you said, when I opened it, even reading Tony's, I was still lost. Like, I don't understand, what is Tony even saying? So I would send a picture to her. So she would say, okay, and just put it in even simpler terms for me, you know? And now I can read it. And I think I'm getting better at understanding even more. And sometimes I don't even have to go to Tony's notes. I can mm-hmm. read the scripture and right. be like, I know exactly what he's saying here, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. Yeah, because he starts speaking directly to you through those words. And I think another thing that we see in scripture is how God was with people back then, and that he's the same now, you know, and just how he interacted with them and their lives and their struggles. He does that now too. You know, and that he is everywhere, and through scripture he can walk us through all those times as the same that he did for the people in those times. So it is, his word is alive,
right,
and powerful.
And you see yep. his different characters. I mean, if you will, he has the right. same character. Let me not say different, but you can just see where he's the same, and how he evolves, I guess, or like where he's patient and where he's kind, right, and where he has to be that parent punishing his child, or he has to pass that judgment, you know? And I think like from the very beginning, when he flooded the world and, you know, he felt bad for that. And then he tells Noah, you know, you're going to start our new the nation, right? Like a different world with Noah and his family. But he says that he will never flood the earth again.
Right.
You know, you can see there where
it reveals his character and his nature.
Yes. Yes. And then as you read through, you see where he has to, you know, even David, the man after his own heart, it shows where he had to put those consequences there for his action, right, you know?
Right. And his desire for us from the beginning, what he wanted us to be, you know, and what he meant for life on earth to be, but because of sin and disobedience, it's the way it is now. And so it's learning all of that, and just that where that fellowship begins, and you get to know him. It's like you're reading, I guess, maybe not a love letter, but his diary, you know, like, or his, you know, getting to know him intimately.
Right. Yeah. Because when I first started, my goal was, I can remember telling you, like, okay, I'm going to read it from cover to cover. Because if I'm going to start this, if he's calling me, if he's bringing me to him, like, I need to know everything from God. I need to know from the beginning of him to the now of him. And it's funny. Well, I mean, not funny, but now that I think back on it, when I'm reading it, trying to learn about him, he's was pointing me straight to his son. Like, don't worry about me yet. You need to focus on my son.
That's true. the right place to start is John, where he reveals Jesus and how he sent his son to us. And that was like the beginning of that journey. And that's, you know, and if you hang on and if you stay in it and if you seek him, he does reveal. I mean, it's like you're there, you know, it's like you're living in those times and going through the same thing, because it becomes very very real. But not only that, it gives you the strength that he's there with you, you know, and that you're not by yourself, and that to the word is not only a tool, but it's also a part of the armor, you know, the armor of God. It's the sword, and we need it, the protection, right, when we're in spiritual warfare, because again, there is an enemy out there, you know. And if you believe in God, then you also have to believe in Satan. And so not only do, you know, is there good, but there's also evil, and we need protection against that, and we can't do it by ourselves.
No. And the Bible shows you the tools, what to use, what to say, you know, whenever you get attacked, and the schemes, I guess, and what the devil seems to use over and over again.
And your eyes do open with it. Cause even for me, I was so naive. Like, I didn't, you're scared of the boogeyman, you're scared of the dark, you're scared of these things. Mm-hmm. But honestly, like, I was, okay, there's a God, but who would have thought? I never thought there was a spiritual realm here with us, you know, like that to me. I can remember when Lorena explained it to me, like, I started getting scared. Like, I was like, I texted her it about is. Everything. Like, what do you mean?
Well,
like,
it's overwhelming, but then once you understand it, it's like, wow, everything makes sense. It is like that veil is lifted, because now you're able to understand what's happening, and now you're able to stand against it, to where before it is like we were walking around blind and drunk, you know, because we didn't know, you know, we thought we had control and we thought we knew what we were doing. But once you realize what's going on, you know, in the spiritual realm, then you understand what's happening in the physical, you know, world, and why things are happening, and how to survive in it, and how to live through it until Jesus comes again. And we're, you know, in that perfect earth that he's going to take us to, because until then we're here.
Right.
And it helps you be more understanding towards people, because the devil uses, you know, unfortunately use thoughts and emotions and why people are acting, you know, a certain way, or why they do certain things. And it's not necessarily what you see that's happening on just on TV, that somebody just, you know, killed somebody or somebody did that. It's
right.
more, it's a huge, it's a bigger picture.
Than, and it's right. than what you're actually seeing. And understand why, yes. you know, why is my husband getting mad? Why is he angry? Yes. Why are we arguing? And it's easier to be like, okay, you know what? Let's take a walk yeah. away. Because, you know, one of the things, Lorena, you helped me understand was you cannot negotiate with the enemy. You cannot right. negotiate. And even earlier today, how you were talking to me about Jesus and even him talking to the Pharisees, just say your point and walk away. Because there's no
right there's no right because there's point. There's an enemy and he can influence people just like, you know, good there's good, there's also evil, and just like good influences people to do good, well, you also have evil that influences people to do evil. And if you have those questions on, then why does God let this happen, or why does God let that happen, and why do we live in this world, and why does, well, start reading scripture and you'll find out. You'll find out exactly how you got to where you are and how, why things are the way they are, and how to, again, how to live in it. Because people think you start reading the Bible and that it's a, you know, that living a Christian life or believing in God, it's a restricted, sad life, you know, and it's the complete opposite. It's the complete opposite.
That is because so true. I'm glad that you said that, because it's so true.
You know, it's a understanding scripture and getting to know God and walking with him. It's freedom. That it's
what do you
real
mean,
freedom.
What do you mean? It's what they say that it's that, you know, it's sad. Like they
well,
look at
like
us,
it, like yeah, they look at us like we're crazy. Like if we're missing out, like we're, you know, like we're crazy, okay, yeah. and we're missing out on yeah. on the good stuff because you see, mm-hmm. you yeah. know, and it's the complete opposite, because I now have a peace and a joy that I never had before, and as yeah. far as freedom, like I'm very content, and I, you know, I try to live you know, on a more righteous path now, you know, and. It is freedom, because now I don't carry the worries and the I understand that God is in control. I understand that God is in control and that everything does have to pass through his fingers, and how that works, and understanding that, you know, and how he allows things to happen. But, and like you said, having compassion when other people are going through stuff too, to where before I didn't understand that and I would react differently, you know? So it's,
right.
it's walking that more righteous path and knowing that I'm not in it alone, that I have not only God, but his army behind me, you know, to guide me, to protect me, to provide for me, to counsel me, to, you know, everything. It's, that's freedom. That's joy. That's peace. So you can have your party and your drunkenness in right. that, you know, in that world, you know, full of sin and all of that, because I'm good.
But what do you say to those like me, no names, like me, who, you know, still struggle with that, you know, because yes, it he does. And don't get me wrong, because I would not turn back on this journey. But there are times where I still struggle, you know, like you are at that point where you have that peace every day, you know.
Not every day. I mean, we struggle.
Well, I want to say
more than me.
No,
well, maybe it. I want to say every day, but maybe not all day, you know, because little things come up, you know, but you're able to find your way back to that peace, because again, that the enemy never stops, you know, he never stops. And the closer you get to God, then the more, you know, the harder he tries to come at you, because he wants to knock you down. And, but once you know, and it takes time, it does take time, because like any relationship, it takes time to build, you know, and that trust to grow, and that fellowship is like any friendship, you know, it takes time, because it is a lot and it is overwhelming. And and it took me, remember, my journey started back in, I want to say we're now probably like at 7 years, you know, so a long time ago. And it
that's true. And I'm a year in.
Yeah. And you've been moving really fast. You're like on a turbo drive over there. You're going really fast. And so,
but remember,
you know, everybody's journey is different.
Yeah. And it helps you get back up again faster each time.
Right.
You get stronger. Yeah. You're still going to happen. That's like true. For me, it's still every day, you know, like today I dropped my dad's chicken in the parking lot and somebody had to go behind me and say, ma'am, you dropped, you know, your chicken over there in the parking lot. So it's like one embarrassing moment after another, after it's like, oh, do I have to get hit all the time? Because you're going to get hit, you know, especially
yeah, and even the littlest from the enemy, thing that you,
you know, right. But you just let it go. Yeah. Like, I just started laughing. I'm like, oh, thank you. That's my dad's chicken. Thank you so much.
Right. And now we can laugh about it.
Yeah.
And
but you know,
there's
one thing too that you always talk about. And I don't know if we could talk about it on this podcast or do we need a whole other podcast, but you know, reading the Bible, there's, you know, we got the Old Testament, the New Testament. And so walking with Jesus, we have different levels. And I know like you were like, okay, but boom now. Cause I'm like, anxiety or, you know, struggles. And you're like, okay, now you went from this level to this level. Is that, you know, where I have to go deeper into scripture now, like seek him even more now, you know, like for someone else struggling, like, well, I'm doing everything right. I've surrendered. I'm reading the Bible. I'm in his word, you know?
Yeah. And it's, and remember, it's like, it's going back to the basics because it's really, we think it's hard, but it's the, as you learn and as you go, it becomes, it's really simple. You know, it's going back to the basics. And when we start overthinking it and thinking that we have to do all these things, it's not that. It's going back to the basics, because as we, you know, the enemy tries to create chaos and to catch us in those moments, you know. Yes. And so,
and confuse you,
right? Confusion. And that's where we get lost and we might get blindsided, you know, like Nana said, we get hit. But it's going back to the basics. And sometimes it's just stopping and saying, okay, wait a minute, how did, you know, where do I need to go back to? And it's going back to scripture, asking for his guidance, and he's going to give it to you. He's going to give you scripture. He's going to give you a friend. Right. He's going to give you, you know, something to bring you back to where you need to be. And it's just, as you go, then you get stronger and stronger. And that's like anything else, you know, as you
right.
practice and, you know, get better at things, then it comes easier, you know. And if we get, you know, if we get away from that because life gets busy, you know, and if I right. stop reading scripture a little bit, or if I stop, you know, or I'm busy at work, so I'm not praying as much in it anymore, or I picked up a new hobby and now it's taking up more time, then sometimes we need to go back to, you know, and look at again, okay, what's right. keeping or what's pulling my eyes away from Jesus, you know,
right.
because it's always, you know, when we get hit is, hey, what, you know, focus on Jesus. So it's turning your focus back to him.
Right.
And make sure you don't get pulled into that current that's pulling you away, you know, yeah. and swim back to shore. Like, wait a minute, I'm drifting here.
Right.
And they, remember we talked about discernment and the but be aware, the B for be aware.
Oh yeah, be aware, understand, take action.
And take action. Like be aware of what's happening.
Yeah.
Understand that that's, you know, it's the enemy that's trying to steal your joy or things right. are getting chaotic. And then take yeah. action by, like Lauren said, getting into scripture. And sometimes that doesn't work. I mean, it does work and it
doesn't
work.
Thank you for saying that.
You could be reading the Bible, right? And it's like, God, right. it's not working. I'm not, you know,
right. because you're so like,
yes, because your emotions, they're already, you've yes. gone past the, you know, that point. So you right. either, you know, for me, either go to the restroom, get on my knees and just start praying. It's like, Lord Jesus, I feel anxious. Get, you know, remove it. And sometimes that doesn't work either. So it's like, Lord Jesus, right. you get up, you put on, you know, Christian music. And, you know, let it play. Yeah. And sometimes that doesn't work either. So for me, it's either get in the car, remove yourself from your surroundings. For me, that works. You know, get in the car, go grab a coffee. I call Lauren, you want to go grab a coffee? You know, go to Starbucks,
that's
put on
the
Christian
idea.
Music. And yeah. then just, and that works. That works for me.
Remove yourself from like yes. the area that's causing all the
yes.
anger
right.
or,
yes.
you know, the situation or whatever. I like that.
Yes.
Maybe I'm going to take that advice too.
Yep. And if it's
yeah,
too, if it's too much, like you want to do hard. Something, you know, if it's a situation where like you want to call somebody and tell them off, or you want to, you know, do something, call somebody, you know,
yeah.
call a friend, a godly right. friend who's into scripture, he's into, you know, and then tell them like, this is what I'm thinking about doing. And then right. they'll talk you off, you know, out of
yeah.
either doing it or bring
off
you
the ledge.
Off the ledge, exactly. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, and sometimes too is do nothing. You know, sometimes it's do nothing, just stop and be
that's
still.
That's the hardest.
Yes.
And that is the hardest. It takes yes. practice to get there because sometimes it's just realizing or reminding yourself that, hey, God is in control. And even right. in the bad things, God yeah. is in control. You know, if something bad is happening, then God allowed it to happen because he controls even Satan. So if something's bad's happening or the enemy's coming at you and he allowed it, he's still in control. There's, you know, either something to learn there or God's doing something that we're not aware of that's going on in the spiritual realm. And it's just being still and letting him work and just finding comfort that he's in control. And that he knows what's going on and just, you know, pray. Sometimes it's just yeah. talking to him. You don't have to open the scripture. If the scripture's not working for you, then just talk yeah. to him and God, you know, I need you, help me. I feel this or I feel that. And you know, talk to me or you know, help me
and
with
he
this
will
healing.
Send something.
And he will. I mean, I could tell you that, well, no, he's, you know, sometimes he doesn't answer me, but sometimes he doesn't answer me right away. But he always answers me, you know, it's not always what I like, or I might not always understand it, but
yep.
looking back, he was always there.
Yes.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. And luckily for me, you know, my husband, that is one of the things, like my emotions go and I'm the first one, cause I'm so emotional, you know, especially when that pain or, you know, hits me. And yes, just like you said, he's like, be still, we have to be still.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, wise one.
No, and it's hard, isn't it? You know,
yes.
it's very, yeah. it's a journey, it but is. Then it's one that is kind of, you know, like it's like a marathon, you know, mm-hmm. you train for it and there's going to be days when you hurt really bad and you're really sore because you added extra miles or you ran
right.
extra long or,
right.
you know, some days you just don't feel like running and sometimes you're really tired and sometimes, you know, it's just like that and it's getting through it. But as at the end of it, you know, when mm-hmm. you did get through it and then you realize like, wow, how you're a lot stronger than you thought, you know,
right.
and I never would have thought I'd be where I am today. And it's a different kind of strength, you know, because I thought I was strong back then and no, I wasn't.
Right. And I think I'm in the middle where it's like, okay, I was strong, but sometimes I don't feel so strong. You know, I feel defeated
yes.
and drained.
Well, and we're human, you know, you're going to,
yeah.
your flesh can get the best of you at times.
Yeah. And yes. I think for me too, I, you know, just for anyone out there, because I know we talked about this earlier, but maybe you can touch up on it, both of you, because you both are further along, you know, the surrender part. Yes. You know, starting a journey, you want to get into God's word. You want to study the Bible. You want to read his scripture, but maybe someone doesn't know. That's just part of it because, you know, to really get with God right and, you know, you have to surrender yourself to him. You know, you have to allow him
right.
to take control of your life because what would be the point of, okay, I read the Bible today, but if you don't surrender and just let him really show you, then what would be the point, right?
Right. And he has to show you. So sometimes it's through those trials and those things that we go through that he's able to show you, because I could tell you all day what he did for me. But until you see him for yourself, then there's always going to be that doubt, you know, that little bit of right. doubt. So and it's walking through your own valley that where you're going to get the closest to him and know him the best. Between, you know, you and him, intimately, you and him, because he wants that relationship with each and every one of us. He wants to get us all there. And in the same way, like the disciples, you know, I mean, look at Peter, out of fear, you know, he walked with Jesus and he told Jesus, I'll never, you know, deny you or leave you. But yet out of fear, he did. And that's, you know, and I did that too. I went through that too, because there was times when I was so afraid where I didn't know, you know, I was doubting him. And so, you know, if you think about all of them and yet they you know, in the end, they stood by him. You know, they were all persecuted and murdered, and they never denied him again, you know. But after their walk with him and after seeing him get resurrected, then they believed in him and they didn't doubt anymore. Yeah, they had fears and, you know, and all those things because there was, you know, they were being persecuted, but they were able to get through it. And they stood until the end. And I think that we all each have to go through each of our own little things in order to get to that place where we can, you know, have that confidence in him.
And surrender, when you talk about surrender, because some people might say, well, what is, you know, surrender? Like, okay, God, I surrender, you know, right. Okay, now fix things. Well, and so then surrender means, you know, you give up total control, stop trying to fix things, right? And stay out of it, you know?
Right.
If it has to do with another person or something else, sometimes it means surrender, because when, you know, people might say, well, what does that look like? I don't understand what you mean by surrendering to God. And that's like, right. Well, then you give up. And, you know, my situation, then you give up trying to fix things because I'm a fixer. You know, you want to fix things, make it right, make it the way it used to be. And surrendering is like opening yourself up to something totally different than what you thought it was going to be, you know, and stop trying to get in the way of God, trying to do how he had planned it all along.
Right.
You know, and that's a lot different than what you think it is, you know,
especially,
and he's
for
still
those
showing every day that, okay, it's totally different every right. day with everything of how you thought your life is supposed to be, you know?
Right. And I think it's harder for the fixers
yes.
and the controllers and the,
yes, exactly.
You know?
Well, and you know,
that's all of us.
Yes. You know, especially women, I think, you know, because we're, yeah. you know, motherly, we want to fix it. We don't
right.
want to hurt. We don't right. want our, you know, spouses or our children to hurt. And unfortunately, surrendering is your kid might have to hurt, you know, if it's an adult kid or whatever,
right.
For them to get closer to God. And that's their relationship. And you have to stay out of it. As
yeah.
hard as it is,
yeah.
you have to stay
yeah.
out of it, you know. So that's
it's giving it to him and being at peace with that. You know, not worrying about it anymore, like giving it to him and then trying to let it go and being at peace with that. Because then, and really, when you step back, when you give it to him and you step back and you watch him work, you know, it's that's when you get your wow moments, you know, and we see that
yes.
that amazing stuff, because we're always, we don't give them a chance to do that, because there
no.
we come, you know,
right.
here I come, I want to save you.
Yeah.
Right.
And, but if we step back and, okay, God, I give it to you. And then we try our best not to worry about it. Then, you know, we give him the space to work, you know, he's able to work in that space. And then as that happens, and it might take several tries to fully let go and to
yes.
fully be at peace.
That's the thing.
But then later, you know, you get to that point where, like Paul says, that he now sees it as pure joy when trials come along, because
yep.
you're going to get to
see
God
it.
Work,
yep.
you know, because it's like, yep. oh, wow, I wonder how he's going to fix this one, you know, because it's
yep.
never in the way that we thought.
Yeah.
And
I think y'all yep. are at that point, right? Because, you know, I'll be like, this is what's
yes,
going
but
on.
It took,
and y'all are
it
like, okay, I'm going to see
long...
how this works out. And for me, I'm in it and I'm just like,
yes, it
what
took
else
a, it
I
took
do
a long
do?
Time.
Like...
And what you mean, like, we're more, I guess, I would say experienced, because we've been, our journey has been
right.
long.
A little longer, yeah.
Longer,
yes.
you know,
yes.
and it doesn't mean that yours isn't long. Yours is still in motion. You're just seeing him, like, he's just showing off with you. Then.
I guess what I
but
mean
he shows off
like...
with all of us.
He's showing,
the
yeah, he's showing off with
he
you.
He does.
True.
He's showing off. He shows off at the beginning, I think, and I read somewhere that he like shows off at the beginning because he's trying to get your attention. It's like, look, you
yeah.
know, look what I can do. It's
right.
almost like Superman, you know, are you going to get in the way of Superman trying to save a kid?
And you know
what?
Because
it's
yeah,
Superman.
I agree. And I think he did with my husband, you know, because my husband, even he says, like, God has done wonders for me because he's such a different person, you know,
yes.
like back then. And I think I've told him too, you know, back then, like the little things that would annoy him or whatever, he would like, you know, stop that. He would tell the kids. And now he just belly ache, like belly laughs, you know, and just always smiling more than he ever has, you know.
Well, you see, and me and Lauren would read about that.
Really?
We would only read about that.
We can remember, yeah, like.
Right, like Lauren, yes. Right, like in testimonies, mm-hmm. like we would only read about certain men that this is like, really, like that's.
And sometimes I wouldn't even want to hear them because it would. Yeah, Lauren would want to hear them,
and me on the opposite. It's like, sorry,
I don't want to hear it because I want to
see
sadder.
More of what it could be like. And then you come along, and I'm like, me and Lauren were like, oh my god, it's true.
Yeah, oh my god, now we get to see him working
like,
you,
and then
like,
turn
hey,
somebody
this
around.
Is, yeah.
Like
and you know,
hear.
Over the weekend we took a trip to see my in-laws. And my husband asked one of my daughters, you know, oh, put this rapper on or whatever. So she put the rap song on and he's playing it. And then by the second song, he's like, okay, change it. But she didn't hear him. He's like, no, really, my brain is fried with this music. Like, and he put the Christian music back on. And I was like, you aww. See? Yeah, like it really is. I think, like you yeah. said, with our eyes open, you have the music. Like, I don't see myself. Like, I don't listen to a lot of radio anymore. It's just yeah. strictly my Christian music. You know, there is some shows that we'll watch, but there's some that's cringy for me now. And I'm just like, yeah,
I know that's the thing. That. Well, because right. it affects your mind, you know?
Yes.
Like we were watching, what is that movie with the Hunger Games, right? The kids wanted to see it, but after a while it's like, can we put something funny? Because it's really yeah. like, you know,
dark.
You know, I can't believe that's for kids, but it's really dark. And so even the kids were like, yeah. can we put something like uplifting now? Because you don't realize what, you know, and the closer
and
you are
effect, to what effect that has on
yes.
you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's exactly. true.
Yeah.
True. No. And remember, the enemy is chaos, you know, it's chaos and conflict and it's all those negative things. So it's, and sometimes you have to remove yourself from that because if not, you can get sucked in and, you know, and now we know how hard it was to get out of that and we don't want to go back to that. And so it's removing ourselves from those things because unfortunately it's everywhere. It's
and
all around us.
Yeah. And you know, one of the things for me, I think I struggled with like when my emotions go high and when all these things, you know, the enemy's accusing me of, you know, you failed as a parent or whatever, you know, he will like really come. Then I started doubting mm-hmm. myself and I right. doubt myself. And I'm glad that I was able to text you ladies the next day and you helped me see like, no, that's the tactics because he mm-hmm. will use the same tactics for all of us.
Yes. Yes. Yep. It's a pattern. Yep. He uses the same pattern yep. and it's recognizing. And that's why the BUT is very helpful because it's, you know, it's understanding and then take action. And it's realizing, you know, what's happening and rejecting it right away and removing yourself from that because he's very sneaky, you know, like Nana yep, said, it's one little it thing
yeah.
and then it's another little thing and it just escalates and escalates yes. and escalates yes. until you're ready to blow. And so once you learn how he works and all those things and you're able to identify. You know, reject, identify it and reject yes. it, then you yep. know, you stop him, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. And I was just listening to a podcast earlier today and it was Tony Evans. And that's what he said. He's allergic to, and that's why it's so important for the spiritual warfare to read scripture and learn scripture mm-hmm. and use scripture against him because he's allergic mm-hmm. to it. Mm-hmm. And I'm still
yes.
learning that. I think I'm still learning. I can't say like, oh yeah, as soon as I feel that attack, I know which scripture because I don't. And I'm still learning how to use that
no.
scripture.
But you right. know the basics, God, this isn't coming from you. So please, you know, remove it. You are in control.
Right.
You are, you know,
right.
you are God. So you're stronger. You're, you know,
or sometimes, sometimes I still fail and I'm just like, no, but yeah. Yeah.
No,
well, and that's going to take time because it's, if you know, the mind and emotions, those are strong.
Well, your flesh, you don't realize
you know, your
how,
flesh.
How
yeah.
We don't realize how we've compressed our spiritual strength and let our flesh just, you know,
yeah.
override it.
Yes. And total control. So now yep. trying to, because they contradict each other, you
yes.
know, because you're, the spiritual is the good and that's God. And then our flesh, you know, then we're giving into to our selfishness
well,
and all
yeah.
that. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And our emotions
for so long.
And all that. Yeah. Yeah. Think about it. Like for
yeah,
years,
for
years,
so
years,
many
so,
years. So,
So trying to strengthen your spiritual, mind, to train your mind, to use your spiritual and to compress the flesh, then it's a it's like you're starting from scratch, and so it baby takes steps. Time to build, baby steps. And
baby steps.
So that you get that strong, foundation and that confidence.
Yep. And and learning to get back up. I was reading something that is like a toddler learning to walk. The toddler, you know how God says, like he be like child mind, because a toddler will fall and they don't like, oh man, I'm not going to get back up. No, they get back
they
up.
They get back up.
Over and over and over.
No again. Fear. No emotion. Yeah. No fear.
They don't cry unless they hurt themselves, right? It was just like us. But they get back up.
They get back up crying.
That's true.
They non-stop until they get it, until they start walking. And so that's what God wants from us. It's like, no matter what, you get back up. As long as you get back up, you're good.
That is so true. And if you think about it too, when their toddlers start walking, what do they want to do all day? Like, they don't even get tired. So that's the endurance that we need too.
Exactly.
There you go.
Like my granddaughter, she's around.
There you go. Yeah. I already am. He's already all over the place, man.
To have their energy.
So don't give up and get that, if you don't have a Bible now, find one, find one that you like, and you might find several. I don't know. I have several now. And then, and there's also Bible Gateway and, YouVersion apps that where you can find them online, but definitely open up your Bible, start reading scripture. I recommend starting with John, but, show God that you're committed and do it every day, even if it's just, a few lines every day, then it's a start where you are now.
I truly believe now, I'm reading the Bible for the second time. Once you learn Jesus in the Gospels and you go and read the Old Testament, you will see him bright in the Testament.
That's a good point.
Because when I read it before, I didn't think I saw him really. I was just reading and learning. But once I was done with the Bible fully, then I'm like, wait a minute, how I saw him. And so read John first. The Gospel.
That's a good
first.
Point.
See, that's great, because I haven't even read, I've done Isaiah over and over and the Psalms over and over. I haven't even read all of it, and then skipped over to Esther.
That's me. I'm still jumping around.
You've already read it once, tried the whole thing.
I was reading the Old Testament and the New Testament together like that. That I think that's why I didn't see Jesus in the Old Testament. But now I'm going to read the New Testament from the New Testament to the back, and then I'll go back to the Old Testament.
You didn't see him in the old, but you saw him in the new.
No, I'm seeing him in the old now.
But you didn't see him first.
No.
Interesting.
Now I'm seeing him more clearly, like in Isaiah for sure, in Jeremiah.
I got Isaiah.
Back in Exodus.
Yeah, because after you read John, he talks about where, talked about him in all the the Old Testament. So that makes a lot of sense.
Definitely recommend read John,
starting with John,
learn Jesus, get closer to Jesus, and then start going and studying the Old Testament, and you will see him everywhere. And I have arrows that says Jesus.
Jesus is here. It's like, where's Waldo?
Jesus was here.
Neat. Yes. Okay. Awesome. Yvette, do you want to close us up with prayer?
Psalms 25, verse 4 and 5. Make your ways known to me, Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. I wait for you all day long. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's a good one. Well, thank you everybody for joining us on this second edition of the Secret is Prayer. Bye.